Thank you, the Gate Worship Team. It was beautiful.
多謝 Gate 呢個敬拜小組。
It was beautiful.
非常之好聽。感謝神。
Well, believe it or not, this is actually the fourth year that we are doing this together.
大家信唔信今年係第四年我哋一齊嚟到做呢個崇拜？
Praise God that, you know, just like what Pastor David was saying earlier, I enjoy every single moment with the Gate Christian Bible Church.
就好似頭先啊 ，Pastor David 同我哋分享嘅，我都好享受同你哋教會一齊崇拜呢個嘅時間。
It's such an honor, to be here today and to share the message.
實在係好榮幸，我今晚可以同大家分享呢個嘅信息。
It's Good Friday.
今晚係受難節。
And we want to look at how Jesus faced his cup.
我哋想睇下研究下主耶穌點樣面對呢個嘅杯
，and how we face ours。
而我同埋同一時間，我哋點樣面對我哋自己嘅杯
？Well, the cup that you know we have on the screen, and also there's a cup right here, is actually the cup of judgment。
你大家見到我哋打出嚟，又講到呢個杯，亦都有一個杯係擺喺呢度，係講到呢一個受審判嘅杯。
Well, the theme for this Good Friday service is the cup。
我哋今晚呢個受難節嘅主題，崇拜嘅主題係講到呢一個嘅杯。
And you can see that there's a little Chinese translation right there. You know, we put it, you know, in English, it actually means the bitter cup.
大家睇得到呢度嘅中文嘅翻譯有兩個字嘅，我哋加咗中文係寫一個苦杯。
And some people would call it the cup of suffering as well.
或者有啲人會叫佢做受苦嘅杯。
But why did we do that?
點解我哋咁樣嚟到翻譯咧
？Does the Bible really use the term bitter or the cup of suffering？
聖經入邊真係有冇提到話呢個苦杯或者一個受苦嘅杯咧
？Although church tradition commonly refer this cup Jesus drank as the cup of suffering or bitter cup，
教會好傳統都一通常都會講到話呢個主耶穌受嘅杯係苦杯或者一個苦杯或者一個受。
But we carefully, you know, when we carefully study the Bible, we find that the scripture simply just use the word the cup.
但如果我哋真係研讀聖經嘅時候，我睇到個經文裏邊好簡單，就係講一個杯嘅啫。
Without any adjective or anything.
冇加到任何嘅形容詞嘅。
Now in Mark chapter 10, verse 38, it says like this: Jesus said to his son Zebedee, son of Zebedee, "Can you drink this cup I drink?"
在馬可福音十章三十八節那裡，主耶穌對西比太的兒子說，我所喝的杯你們能喝嗎？
And in his prayer in the Gethsemane, Jesus said this as well. He said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me.
亦都同樣在耶穌在客西馬利園的禱告，主耶穌都說到，阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你將這杯撤去。
Now in both passages, you know, the word bitter or suffering is not included.
大家睇到呢個苦或者苦痛嘅呢兩個字係冇包括喺當中嘅。
But I often mention, you know, the bitter cup when I preach. You know, even the term itself does not appear in the scripture, but I still use it.
雖然呢個嘅字眼喺聖經入邊冇出現過，但係當我去講道嘅時候，我都會一路咁樣提到呢個嘅苦杯嘅。
Because, you know, to be fair, it is absolutely right to say that what Jesus received was indeed a bitter cup.
但係講真嘅話咧，其實主耶穌所領受嘅呢一個杯，實在係一個苦杯。
You know, the bitter cup of Jesus is actually rooted in the Old Testament concept of the cup.
其實主耶穌呢個嘅苦杯，其實喺舊約裏邊係有講到。
Now in the Old Testament, the cup carry a figurative meanings.
佢係根源喺舊約嗰度會提到話，呢個杯其實有一個比喻嘅形式嘅。
It refers to the cup of wrath or the cup of judgment.
佢象徵到呢個。憤怒的杯和一個審判的杯
And for example, in Jeremiah 25, it speaks of God's judgment of the nation. It says like this, Take from my hand this cup filled with the wine of my wrath, and make all the nation to whom I send you drink it. When they drink it, they will stagger and go mad because of the sword I will send among them.
譬如在以賽亞書25章那裡講到神講到佢對呢個各國嘅審判嘅時候，佢話到：你從我手中接這杯憤怒的酒，使我所差遣你去的各國的民喝。他們喝了就要東倒西歪，並要發狂，因我使刀劍臨到他們中間。
And also in Psalm 75:8, it's also like that. It says like this: In the hand of the Lord is the cup full of foaming wine, mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked.Of the earth drink it down to its very dregs.
詩篇七十五章第八節，佢同樣講耶和華手裏有杯，其中的酒起沫，杯內滿了殘雜的酒。他倒出來，地上的惡人都必喝這酒的渣滓，而且喝盡。
So these cups carry the judgment of the Lord against the wicked.
所以呢個杯係承載咗神對一啲惡人一個嘅審判。
Now to drink this cup is the, you know, is to receive one's deserved punishment under God's judgment and fierce wrath.
去飲呢個杯就係話喺神嘅憤怒同埋審判之下，你去得到你應受嘅懲罰。
So with this understanding, you know, we can grasp the meaning of Jesus Christ's cup.
如果大家有咗呢個理解嘅時候，我哋就可以觸摸到。
It is called bitter, not primarily because of the physical suffering of the cross.
呢個叫做苦杯，唔係單止話係基本於佢肉體上邊所受嘅痛苦。
Nor merely because of human hardship.
亦都唔係話講到我哋人世間要面臨嘅苦難。
The cup that Jesus drank was the very cup of God's wrath.
主耶穌飲嗰個杯就實在係神嘅憤怒嘅杯。
A cup of God's wrath.Toward humanity.
神憤怒的杯是憤怒於我們世人上面的。
This judgment of wrath did not belong to him.
這個審判其實不屬於主耶穌的。
Yet he willingly endured it.
但是他欣然來承受。
This is a true suffering.
這個就是真正的受苦。
No complaint.
沒埋怨。
No venting.
沒牢騷,
no bargaining,
沒討價還價,
not even holding onto the idea of bitterness.
沒說執著到講到這個苦痛的這個概念。
This is the spirit in which Jesus Christ endures suffering.
這個就是耶穌願意去承擔吃苦的這個精神。
Therefore, to suffer is not merely about enduring the ordinary hardship of life.
所以你說去受苦不是單單講到我們在日常生活裡面我們所要面對的艱難。
Suffering implies a kind of injustice in society as well.
受苦有時候都係我哋社會裏邊，我哋暗示咗一種唔公義嘅事情。
And yet, in the face of that injustice,
然而就係面對呢個不義嘅時候
，He chose to take it.
佢選擇去接納
，To bear it.
去承擔
，To let that unfairness and unrighteousness be absorbed within Him.
完全係收納咗所有呢啲嘅不公平同埋不公義
，and to carry the immense agony of the soul，
同埋去背負真係心靈裏邊好嘅極度嘅沉痛
，and that's Jesus Christ。
呢個就係我哋嘅主耶穌。
Jesus drank the cup of judgment so we could drink the cup of grace.
耶稣基督佢承受咗呢个审判之杯，好叫我哋今日可以领受呢个恩典嘅杯。
Thank God we will never have to drink his cup.
我哋实在感谢神，以致我哋唔需要再饮耶稣所领受嘅杯。
But everyone in this room has a cup.
但系其实在座每一个人都有你自己嘅杯嘅。
A cup is something placed in your hands that you might rather not drink.
你嘅杯就係一啲已經放咗喺你嘅手裏邊，而你唔想去接受嘅事。
Things like a diagnosis.
可能係對你疾病嘅一個診斷。
A prodigal.
你兒女嘅叛逆。
A strained marriage.
或者你婚姻中嘅裂痕。
Financial fear.
或者係經濟上面嘅恐懼。
Chronic pain.
或者一啲長期嘅疼痛。
Leadership pressure,
或者你作為領袖，你所受嘅壓力
；grief that won't lift，
或者一啲難以自拔嘅一個哀傷。
You don't choose your cup。
好可惜嘅就係你冇辦法能夠選擇你所面對嘅苦杯嘅。
But you do choose how you drink it。
但係你可以選擇點樣去飲呢一個杯。
Our instinct is to drink it fast。
我哋嘅本能咧就係希望盡快嘅飲咗呢個杯就算啦。
When I drink from a cup, I can either drink directly from it or I can use a straw.
如果我攞一杯水嚟飲嘅時候，我可以直接飲啦，或者我揾支吸管嚟飲。
If I use a straw, I can drink it faster.
嗱，用飲管嘅話，我飲得快啲嘅。
But I miss some of the taste.
但係可能我會錯過咗其中一種嘅滋味。
And most of my life, that's how I've tried to drink my cup.
我可以話大半生中，我盡快就係想話飲完我呢啲嘅杯嘅。
When fear shows up, when anxiety hits, When pain lingers,
当恐惧来到的时候，或者焦虑来的时候，甚至有一些痛苦是挥之不去的。
My instinct is to drink it fast.
我的本能就是希望能够尽快饮完它就算了。
Just get through it, just survive it, just make it stop.
希望能够尽快过去啦，挨得过去就算啦，尽快嘅让佢停止就算啦。
I want to swallow the moment so quickly that I don't have to taste what's inside the cup.
嗰一刻，我希望能够尽快嘅吞噬咗佢，以致我唔会慢慢嘅去尝试佢嘅苦味。
But what if the cup contains something God wants me to receive?
但系或者呢个杯里边嘅事情。就是神希望我们去接受的呢?
What if the blessing of the cup is not the cup itself, but what God puts inside it?
或许这个杯所带来的祝福是不在乎这个杯的本身，而是在乎这个杯里面的事物。
What if life is less about escaping the cup and more about tasting what God is putting in it?
生命或者不在乎如何避免这个苦杯，而是在乎我们怎样去品尝神已经在杯里面安排的一切。
What if the cup contains something we need?
或者这个杯里面所装载的是我们所需要的。
Scripture repeatedly shows God doing something mysterious through suffering.
圣经里面不断地向我们说话，说很多时候神都是藉着苦难来完成祂的奥秘。
He forms us, He humbles us, and He teaches us how to depend on Him.
因为祂藉着祂这些奥秘不断地来塑造我们，叫我们谦卑，叫我们学习怎样去依靠祂。
Sometimes the very thing we want removed from our lives is the thing God is using to shape our lives.
但很多时候，我们最想抹去的事物，就是神希望用来塑造我们生命的工具。
The cup may contain sorrow, but it may also contain patience.
这个杯里面可能充满了很多的忧愁，但是它其中也包括一些忍耐，
Humility,
包括我们的谦卑，
Deeper prayer,
或者会推使我们更加深切的去祈祷，
Compassion for others,
令到我们更加的去怜悯别人，
A clearer vision of eternity,
也都让我们能够更清晰的看得见永恒是怎样。
Sometimes God places medicine in a bitter cup,
很多时候神甚至将这些良药放在这个苦杯里面。
But you know, we were never meant to drink alone.
但是我们领受这个苦杯的时候，我们不应该是单单自己去领受的。
In the garden, Jesus turns to his disciples and says, "Remain here and watch with me."
甚至在这个客西马尼园里面的时候，耶稣都向这帮门徒说，你们留在这里，与我一同警醒。
Even the Son of God did not face his suffering in isolation.
甚至是神的儿子，他领受他的苦痛的时候，他都不希望自己一个人去领受。
He invited others into the moment.
他邀请其他的门徒同他一起来分担。
Now they failed.
是，这门徒失败了。
They fell asleep.
他们睡着了。
But the invitation itself tells us something important. Suffering was never meant to be carried alone.
但是耶稣所作出的这个邀请告诉我们很重要的一件事，就是苦难不应该一个人单单来到承受。
One of the ways God helps us drink our cup is through the presence of others.
神要帮助我们怎样去面对我们的苦杯的时候，就是有一个方法，就是希望我们和其他人一起来到分担。
People who pray with us, people who sit with us, people who remind us that we're not abandoned.
同一些一起同我们祈祷的人，或者是那些愿意同我们一同静静坐在我们旁边的人，亦都有一啲肯願意提醒我哋，我哋並未受人所唾棄嘅人。
And I want you to get this, very important.
但好緊要嘅，我希望大家明白。
And even when people fail us, the Father never does.
係，人係會令到我哋失望，但我哋天父永遠都唔會。
Which leads us back to the garden.
所以嗱，我哋翻返去客西馬尼園裏邊。
Because when Jesus looked into his cup, he saw something none of us will ever have to taste.
当日耶稣基督注目嘅佢个面前嗰个杯，里边嘅嘢我哋完全唔需要再承受。
The judgment of God.
呢一个就系神嘅审判。
And he chose to drink it.
佢选择去将佢完全嘅饮咗呢个杯。
How Jesus faced his cup.
主耶稣怎样来到面对这个杯呢?
There was a 50 years old, a 52 years old man who was walking across from his rehab center.
有一個 52 歲嘅人, 佢喺一個 康復中心入邊嚟到工作.
And where he find a full bag of money.
喺嗰度, 佢揾到一大袋嘅錢.
The bag from an armored car contained $125,000.
呢個袋其實係一啲運鈔票嘅車嘅度嚟嘅, 入邊有125,000.
And he said to himself.
他跟我自己說,
well, he said to the reporter too. You know, that's how we find out from the news.
他就跟我記者說, 因為我們聽到這個新聞。
Everything was going through my mind, the good, evil, bad, evil thing.
我在腦裡閃過很多不同的念頭, 有天使和魔鬼在這裡爭鬥。
He was struggling, but he finally decided to set an example for his grandkid, and he notified the police.
他一直在掙扎, 但是最後他決定為他們的孫來做一個好的榜樣, 他就決定來到去, 接觸那些警察。
And he was honest in his situation.
他在當時的情況之下, 他非常之誠實。
And he explained, I was trying to change my life.
他解釋到, 我在這個康復中心, 其實我是想改變我的人生。
The company that lost the money plans to award this guy for $5,000 as a reward.
那間公司損失了這袋錢, 他們後來決定給5,000元獎賞給這個人。
You know, sometimes it's easy to do the right thing.
有時候是很容易去, 不是容易去做一件正確的事。
What I'm trying to say is sometimes it's not easy to do the right thing.
有時候不是那麼容易去做一個正確的事。
But it is always the right thing.
但是永遠是一個正確的選擇。
In Gethsemane, Jesus prayed to his father, asking that the cup to be taken away from him.
在赫西馬利園那裡, 主耶穌祈禱, 叫天父, 願意可以將這個杯離開他。
While submitting to God's will rather than his own.
而在當時他是願意來到去順服於神的旨意, 不是他自己的旨意。
He was honest about his feeling and emotions.
他對自己的感受和情緒是非常之誠實, 在那一刻。
When he prayed the second time, he shifted his petition, acknowledging that if the cup cannot pass from him, as he accepts drinking it and desire God's will to be accomplished.
When he prayed the second time, he
Matthew 26:42, it says like this, My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done.
马太福音26:42, 我父啊, 这杯若不能离开我, 除非我喝了, 就愿你的旨意成全。
His third prayer repeats the same words as the previous petition.
他第三次的祈祷, 也重复了他之前的祈祷用的字眼。
Jesus was honest.
主耶稣是很诚实。
He exhibits the genuine fear of death.
他已經表現了他有對於這個死的恐懼。
Praying not that his fear would cease, but that he might be spared from dying.
他不是祈禱單單說他希望他的畏懼會消失, 也真的希望他可以免死。
The cup was referring to his coming death.
這個杯是象徵到他將要面對臨近這個死亡。
Yet this wasn't mere resignation.
這個不是說他很消極的一個無奈。
Though wrestling with God, Jesus moved from what appeared as resistance toward acceptance of the Father's will.
當他經歷這個同神去到去掙扎的時候, 他好像是將他這個抗拒, 將對神 主義的抗拒來到變成可以接納到。
Well, in the Garden of Gethsemane, it represents, you know, it presents Jesus as an obedient servant.
在赫西馬利園那裡給我們看到他是主耶穌一個非常之順服的一個仆人。
Who humbly surrendered to God's plan while trusting in the Father's love.
當他是信靠著天父的愛的當中, 他是很願意的, 很謙卑的來到去順服在主耶穌的, 在神的計劃當中。
But also in his prayer, you know, it reveals that his humanity through raw emotion, vulnerability, and genuine internal conflicts.
但我們看到他在那裡的祈禱, 讓我們看到他揭露到他人性的一面, 他的感性的脆弱和他內心裡面的掙扎。
The four Gospels describe him as alarmed, troubled, distressed.
福音書裡面來到形容他說他很驚恐、很憂愁。
And grieving so deeply that it feels as if he might die of the pain.
他極度的悲傷就好像就來他要因為這個苦痛來到死亡。
And in agony, producing sweat like drop of blood falling onto the ground.
甚至痛苦到好似佢嘅汗系好似珠大汗珠系好似大血咁样嚟到滴喺个地上边。
These clear details show a man who knows that he is about to die, but doesn't want to face it.
呢啲好细节嘅形容到俾我见到一个人，佢系将要面临住死亡，但系佢又唔愿意去面对。
I think that's a true feeling.
我谂呢个系佢真实当时嘅感受。
But that also brought him to the fathers in prayer.
但系就系呢样嘢令到佢带到佢喺去神嘅面前嚟到喺祷告当中。
The struggle between what Jesus wanted and what the Father wants showed that Jesus was truly human.
当我睇到呢个主耶稣自己想要嘅嘢同埋天父想要嘅嘢当中有个挣扎嘅时候，俾我睇到主耶稣其实佢都系有人性嘅一面嘅。
He knew the terrible death that was waiting for him, and he deeply struggled with whether he was willing to follow God's plan.
当佢知道呢个可怕嘅死亡系等待紧佢嘅时候，佢心里边真系好深入嘅挣扎。但是愿不愿意去跟随神给他的计划呢？
Standing at the crossroad, he wrestled with the thought that maybe there could be another way.
他站在十字路口，他在挣扎，在想会不会有其他的方法可以令到成就。
The gospel did not show Jesus simply accepting suffering without question.
福音书里面没有讲到给我们听，主耶稣毫无疑问地就很简单地接受了这个苦难。
They show him honestly thinking about other possibilities.
让我睇到佢真系好诚实嘅，亦都去考虑有冇其他嘅途径咧。
His human heart cries out, "Take this cup from me."
佢嘅人性嘅心里边嚟到呼喊话，可唔可以将呢个杯离开我
？These words show his fear, pain, and desire to avoid suffering.
佢讲到呢啲字嘅时候，俾我睇到佢个恐惧、佢个苦痛，同埋真系好渴望能够可以避开呢啲嘅苦难。
Feelings that are natural for every person when God's will is hard to accept.
当我哋神嘅旨意系好难接受嘅时候，这个嘅感受好似同我哋其他人一样，系好难嘅，系好自然嘅，会有过呢个嘅感受。
But Jesus overcame this struggle in the same way that we must through prayer.
但系主耶稣战胜咗呢个嘅挣扎，系用我同我哋一样都要去面对嘅途径一样，就系我哋要用我哋嘅祷告。
He kept praying and chose to obey his father.
佢不断嘅祈祷，而选择去到去顺服佢嘅天父。
Even after seriously thinking about another way.
纵然佢系曾经有好认真嘅考虑过有冇其他嘅方法咧。
Hebrews 5:7 and 8 say like this: that Jesus prayed with loud cry and tears to the one who could save him from death.
佢系希伯来书第五章七至八节，耶稣曾带着大声的哭号与眼泪，向那位有能力将他从死亡中拯救出来的上帝祈求。
And God heard him because of his reverence.
而上帝因着他敬畏之心，垂听了他的祷告。
This showed that Jesus did not come less human when he obeyed.
呢个俾我哋见到咧，主耶稣当佢系去顺服嘅时候，佢冇话到真系冇失去到佢人性嘅一面。
Instead, he obeyed through the same things we need.
反而知佢系喺顺服经历过嘅，同我哋一样今日要需要嘅。
Prayer
系祷告
，trust
同埋信靠
，and surrender to God
同埋完全向神嚟到顺服。
I think we should switch now. I'll do that. You do this.
我哋要換位啦。
Most of us have a picture in our minds of how life is supposed to go, right?
我哋大部分人喺我哋心里边都有一份嘅同想，系咪啊？想象我哋嘅人生应该点样过。
When I was younger, I pictured my life very differently than what it actually became.
我年轻嘅时候谂我嘅人生咧，同我哋今日实际嘅情况系好唔同。
I imagine living in a house overlooking the Pacific Ocean with a big grand piano and a beautiful wife.
当日我曾经想象过，我住喺一间大屋，可以俯瞰呢个太平洋。我家里边有一个好大嘅钢琴，亦都有一位好美丽嘅妻子。
Well, I got the grand piano and I got the beautiful wife.
系，我有一个大钢琴啦，我亦都有一个好美丽嘅妻子。
But never in my wildest dream did I ever think I'd become a pastor.
但是我真的发梦都没想过我会成为一位牧师。
And certainly never in my wildest dreams did I imagine I would be standing here leading a Good Friday service with all of you.
我更加不会发更多的梦会想象得到我竟然间会站在你们个人的面前带领这个受难节的崇拜。
But that's the mystery of the cup.
但係呢一個就係呢個杯嘅奧秘。
I didn't choose my cup, God did.
我冇揀擇呢一個杯，係神為我選擇嘅。
And looking back, I'm grateful He did.
但係我回望過去嘅時候，我實在感謝神為我作咗呢個選擇。
Because God often writes a better story than the one we would have written for ourselves.
因為神為我哋人生所編寫嘅故事，實在比我哋想象嘅更美好。
Now think about Jesus in the garden.
但我哋翻翻去諗下耶穌基督當日喺客西馬尼園裏邊。
Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
耶穌話：父啊，若是可行，求你叫這杯離開我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Jesus knew what was exactly in that cup.
耶穌真係深知道嗰個杯裏邊裝咗嘅係乜嘢。
The suffering, the shame, the judgment of God for the sins of the world.
係苦難，係羞辱，係神對呢個世界審判嘅呢一個懲罰。
And yet in that moment, he surrendered the outcome to his Father, not my will, your will.
但係喺嗰一剎那，佢將最終嘅呢個抉擇交託俾神，俯伏喺神面前話。不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Now imagine for a moment if Jesus had refused his cup.
大家可以想象一下，当时如果耶稣基督佢拒绝咗呢个杯嘅时候会点样
？No cross, no forgiveness, no resurrection, no salvation.
冇十字架，冇赦免，冇复活，更加冇救恩。
Every person in this room would still be carrying the weight of their sin and the entire story of redemption.Depended on Jesus drinking his cup.
換句話說，在座嘅每一位，如果冇呢一個耶穌接受呢個杯嘅時候，我哋會繼續背負緊我哋呢個罪惡所帶嚟嘅重擔，亦都整個救贖嘅故事，原來係完全依賴耶穌基督承擔咗呢一個嘅杯。
But here's where the passage turns towards us.
跟住呢個經文就講指向我哋。
Your cup is your cup.
你嘅杯係要你自己去承受嘅。
No one else can drink your cup.
冇人能夠替你飲你嘅杯。
The situations placed in your life, the responsibilities God has entrusted to you.
你生命裏邊嘅境遇，你神托付俾你嘅責任。
The trials that have shaped your story.
塑造你人生嘅試煉。
Those cups belong to you.
所有嗰啲杯都係專屬係你嘅。
And even though they may taste bitter at times, God can still use them for good.
係好多時候嗰啲杯飲起上嚟都覺得苦，但係神卻能夠叫互相都萬事都互相效力，叫我哋能夠得著益處。
Now you can pray like Jesus prayed, Father, if it is possible, let this pass.
嗱，你可以學耶穌咁樣祈禱，你話父啊，若是可行，求你叫這杯離開我。
There's nothing wrong with that prayer.
咁樣祈禱法冇錯噶。
But in the end, faith says what Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done.
但係最終我哋要憑住信心，好似發出耶穌一樣咁嘅宣告，不照我的意思，願你的旨意成就。
And here's what many of us discover over time.
好多時候我哋過時間過去嘅時候，我哋都發現一件事。
The cups we once tried to avoid often become the very cups God used to shape us.
好多時候我哋試圖避開嘅嗰個杯。其實神就係用嗰啲杯嚟到塑造我哋。
Think about the cups you've already drunk in your life.
你可以諗下你人生裏邊飲過嘅杯。
Difficult seasons, painful moments, unexpected turns.
有好多艱難嘅季節，有啲痛苦嘅時刻，亦都有啲你意想不到嘅轉折。
Would you really trade them for another life?
你會唔會真係想放棄嗰啲嘅杯，去換取另外一種嘅人生
？I wouldn't.
我唔會。
Many of the things that we once resisted become the very things God used to form our character, deepen our faith, and redirect our lives.
有好多我哋曾经想抗拒嘅事物，其实最终神都用嚟作为一种嘅工具嚟到塑造我哋嘅品格，加深我哋嘅信心，甚至引导我哋重新走一条路。
I'm glad I didn't have a house on the Pacific Ocean.
我好高兴我冇喺。有一個俯瞰大太平洋嘅大屋。
Not really.
或者啦。
But I accept what God has given me because it has blessed my life.
但係我接納神所賜俾我嘅，因為呢一切成為我嘅祝福。
See, acceptance is not resignation.
接納並非代表好消極嘅去認命。
Get this, very important.
嗱，好緊要嘅一句。
Acceptance is trust.
接納就係代表咗你願意信靠。
And if you want peace in your life, you must trust God's will.
如果你真係想你生命裏邊得咗呢份嘅平安，你要信靠神喺你生命裏邊嘅旨意。
It's placing the cup back into the Father's hands and believing that He knows what He's doing.
你要將你嘅杯交托翻俾神，相信佢知道你生命裏邊一應該發生嘅一切嘅事。
And I'm not going to lie to you.
嗱，我唔會同你講大話。
Sometimes that path leads through suffering.
嗰條路有陣時走起上嚟係有苦難嘅。
Sometimes it even leads through a cross.
甚至帶你要去走上十字架。
But on the other side of every cross, God writes resurrection.
但係當我哋經過咗呢個十字架嘅時候，你回望，你會見到神喺十字架背後已經寫咗兩個字，就係復活。
This cup that you've probably noticed on the table.
嗱，你今日見到呢一個杯
，It's Jesus's cup.
係耶穌所領受嘅呢個苦杯。
Even though that cup belonged to us.
雖然呢個苦杯應該係屬於我哋嘅。
He chose to drink it for us.
但係耶穌選擇替我哋去領受。
And guess what?
想一想
，It's empty.
呢個杯已經空咗啦。
That's the message of Good Friday.
呢一個就係受難節嘅信息。
Jesus drank the cup of judgment so that we could drink the cup of grace.
因為耶穌已經領受咗呢個審判嘅杯，以致我哋今日能夠享用恩典嘅杯。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使那無罪的替我們成為罪，好叫我們在他裏面成為神的義。
I thank God that Jesus did not leave that cup on the table.
我感謝主，耶穌基督冇放棄呢一個杯，留咗喺台上邊就算。
He drank it.
佢飲咗呢個杯。
All of it.
飲盡咗呢個杯。
So we don't have to.
以致我哋唔需要去承受呢個杯。